Good morning, Anchor. This is Kaylee Chella checking in. Here's what you need to know for the day. Trump administration officials say they have no clear plan yet on how to reunite the thousands of children separated from their families at the border since the implementation of a zero-tolerance policy in which anyone caught entering the U.S. illegally is criminally prosecuted. Stephen Wagner, an acting assistant secretary at the Department of Health and Human Services, said, quote, "This policy is relatively new. We're still working through the experience of reunifying kids with their parents after education." Federal officials say there are some methods parents can use to try to find their children, hotlines to call and an email address for those seeking information, but advocates say it's not that simple. In a courtroom near the Rio Grande, lawyer Efren Olivares and his team with the Texas Civil Rights Project frantically scribble down children's names, birth dates, and other details from handcuffed men and women waiting for court to begin. There are sometimes 80 of them in the same hearing. The Texas Civil Rights Project works to document the separations in hopes of helping them reunite with their children. They have 1 hour to collect as much information as they can before the hearing begins. The immigrants then plead guilty to illegally entering the U.S., and they are typically sent either to jail or directly to an immigration detention center. At this point, lawyers with the civil rights group often lose access to the detainees. Olivares said, quote, "If we don't get that information, then there's no way of knowing that child was separated. No one else but the government will know that the separation happened if we don't document it there." Olivares has documented more than 300 cases of adults who have been separated from a child. Most are parents, but some are older siblings, aunts, uncles, or grandparents. Some are illiterate and don't know how to spell the children's names. More than 2,000 minors have been separated from their families since early May. Wagner said the children are put into the custody of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services with the aim of keeping them as close to their parents as possible and reuniting the family after the case goes through the courts. But it's not clear that that's working. According to Olivares, the agency is generally, quote, "very willing to help," often helping to find a child even if there's a misspelling in the group's records. But if a child has been transferred out of a government shelter, including if the child has been deported, agency representatives won't give any information. Olivares said, quote, "Sometimes the parent gives us contact information for a relative. If they have the phone number right and the phone number is working, we call that number and sometimes we're able to locate that relative and ask them what they know." In May, the Department of Justice adopted the zero-tolerance policy, in which anyone caught entering the U.S. illegally is criminally prosecuted. Children cannot be jailed with their parents. Instead, after the adult is charged, children are held briefly by Homeland Security officials before being transferred to Health and Human Services, which operates more than 100 shelters for minors in 17 states. The department has set up new facilities to manage the influx of children, and Wagner said they were prepared to expand as more children come into custody. MSNBC political commentator Rachel Maddow broke down while trying to read an exclusive Associated Press story about babies and toddlers taken from their parents at the southern border and sent to tender age shelters. The host of The Rachel Maddow Show was live on the air Tuesday evening when she tried to read the AP's story. After trying to get through the first couple of sentences, she said, quote, "I'm sorry, I think I'm going to have to hand this off," ending her segment. Maddow issued an apology on Tuesday with a link to the story saying, quote, "Again, I apologize for losing it there for a moment. Not the way I intended that to go, not by a mile." Since the White House announced its zero-tolerance policy in early May, more than 2,300 children have been taken from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Canada's Senate gave final passage Tuesday to the federal government's bill to legalize cannabis, though Canadians will have to wait at least a couple of months to legally buy marijuana as their country becomes the second in the world to make pot legal nationwide. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government had hoped to make pot legal by July 1st, but the government has said provincial and territorial governments will need 8 to 12 weeks following Senate passage and royal assent to prepare for retail sales. Trudeau's government is expected to decide a date that would legalize it in early or mid-September. Trudeau tweeted, quote, "It's been too easy for our kids to get marijuana and for criminals to reap the profits. Today, we change that. Our plan to legalize and regulate marijuana just passed the Senate." Canada is following the lead of Uruguay in allowing a nationwide legal marijuana market, although each Canadian province is working on its own rules for pot sales. The federal government and the provinces also still need to publish regulations that will govern the cannabis trade. The bill passed in the Senate by a vote of 52 to 29. Thanks for tuning in. See you tonight. Kaylee Chella, out.
The The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.